100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Oh, good morning, everyone.
Morning.
How's everyone feeling for a Tuesday? Stephen, you go first.
I'm feeling $1 million.
Yeah?
Like, I don't know.
Buzzing.
Yeah, buzzing. That's the perfect word to use. I'm feeling good. I don't know. I must have slept great last night. I'm
you look
flying
fresh
today.
Your skin looks good. You're glowing.
Oh, thank you very much.
I said to Stephen when I walked in, I'm like, you're about 5 levels above yesterday. You're absolutely on fire.
I don't know. I'm flying. I'm feeling good. I think it's going to be a good show.
No, Ari? That's good. I'm definitely not. I'm exhausted. I watched Maths last night, so I've been wrapped up in all the drama. I couldn't sleep because of it.
Really?
I'm that excited and also that disappointed.
The drama kept you up.
It did, yes.
Well, no doubt we'll hear sprinkles of that throughout the show.
Yes.
As always, one of the biggest shows on telly.
Well, I tried to watch Survivor last night as well.
Yeah.
So I was just watching bits and bobs of it. Siobhan's family loves it. So we were like sitting down watching Survivor. It goes for so long, but.
Really?
It started at 7:30. It was still going at like 9:30.
I was like,
I need to pull the pin. I need to go to sleep. This is a movie. What's going on?
That is a long show. How's it? Proper FM radio, watching the two main shows on telly.
Yeah, I know. Oz Idol not getting the look in. Nah. Unfortunate. Unlucky.
Yeah, unlucky indeed.
You drew the short straw, Grebo. Yeah. You got to watch Oz Idol.
Yeah. When's that on again? I think I'm busy then.
Yeah, I would be as well.
Every single night until it's done.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Oh, and another new day, another Barn Me story.
Let's go.
Mayfield Hot Bread, which is where I, like, my most close and reliable Barn Me is to my house.
Yeah.
At the moment, they've gone on holiday, and like it's a Vietnamese family that runs that, you know,
Hot
Bread.
Yeah.
That's nice.
So they've gotten another family, like, to run it while they're away.
Are they like family friends of theirs?
I'm not really sure. I think they must be. So I'm thinking maybe they have their own baker and they're in some kind of exchange program or something like that.
Okay.
Anyway.
Sister schools.
Anyway, they've, a few things have changed while they're on holiday. The sandwiches, the banh mi's have gotten a bit bigger. They're about 20% bigger at the moment, which I'm not angry about. But a few times in a row now, the custard tarts are MIA. I don't know if they've stopped baking them or what's going on.
They might not know how to make them.
Well, that is a possibility that had not occurred to me because everything else is exactly the same. So they've gone through, it's like McDonald's, you know, you go through the exact same training of how to make everything.
Yeah.
Are you partial to a custard tart?
Yeah, I am.
I don't think I've ever met another adult who loves custard tarts.
Really?
Fantastic. They're my favourite.
There you go. I always get ridiculed for having a custard tart.
Are you a custard tart man as well?
Yeah, of course I am.
You know what? The more you spend time with people you don't know things about them, and then just by having a chat, you find out common ground. Mm. Isn't that lovely?
There you go. What a wholesome way to say it.
Indeed. But anyway, if you are listening, Mayfield Hot Bread, can you like look up the recipe or remember the training or whatever? Because I want my custard tarts back. And I don't know when the OG family's getting back from holidays. It's upsetting me.
Oh, no.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
And Jared, yesterday right across the Hunter smelt like smoke. I mean, the smoke drift was unreal. Tell us a bit of an update on these Port Stephen fires.
Yeah, so firefighters have gained the upper hand on the blaze. It was burning at Fisherman's Bay. It sparked about yesterday afternoon in a patch of scrub to the south of Fisherman's Bay Road. Authorities got there. It was well alight, being fanned by those really strong winds. No properties were under threat at the time, but authorities did work quickly to try and bring the situation under control and reported it being within containment lines shortly after 9 o'clock last night. So as you said, Stephen, the smoke from the fire was pushed to the south, prompting air quality alerts in Newcastle and Lake Macquarie.
Yeah, wow.
I don't know about anyone else, but I did put my washing out on the balcony and my partner got home and was like, oh, God, it smells like smoke outside. And I was like, oh, great.
You thought you tried to do the right thing. It's a windy day.
Exactly.
You know, I'll get all this done.
Washing day.
Exactly. Oh. And if you're a member of any of the community groups, the hot question of the day was, where's the fire? Where's the smoke coming from?
Yeah. Jump on the fires near me app. Or listen to New FM.
Exactly.
That's where you get all the information. And now the high speed rail. Now, this is a topic I love to talk about because I feel like it's never going to get built, but they're giving more money to it.
They are. So they were initially, back when Labor were elected, they did commit $500 million for the project. So this latest tranche of funding is part of that $500 million. $80 million going towards the business case for the Newcastle to Sydney link. So it's supposed to be handed to the government by the end of the year. It'll outline the proposed alignment, station locations, the type of train that will be used. I thought it'd just be, you know, a high-speed train.
A train.
Yeah.
As well as providing cost estimates and construction timeframes.
Oh, it's such just a bailout, isn't it? Yeah. By the end of the year. Like, we're in January, actually. Yeah. So, what, they've got the whole year to sort
to say, yeah. To say, oh, it'll be too expensive, we can't do it.
Yeah. Because
what happened to all these other studies we did? Why do we need a business case every year?
Just either build it or don't. Stop wasting money on it.
New Italy, sort it out.
Working
out.
It is her responsibility. Obviously not.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Got a bit of a hack that's going viral online.
Oh, I do love a hack.
So I'm not surprising anyone. I'm not shocking anyone when I say cost of living through the roof. I mean, we've all heard it. And we're not only have we all heard it, we've all felt it at the checkout.
Every day.
Three things, you know, run up at the till and there's like $50.
No change from 50, is it?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. So basically, this, I guess, professional chef and content creator, Will Coleman, has come up with this viral shopping method to try and help people save a few dollars at the checkout, right? So this allows for both efficiency and creativity at the shops while limiting waste, impulse buying, and ultimately saving you money. It's called the 6-to-1 shopping method.
Ooh, fancy.
Yeah, well,
like a pyramid.
It sounds fancy. Really, it's pretty simple. Basically, you break down the stuff you need to buy into 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So 6 to 1, counting down.
Yeah.
And this, like, allows you, like I said, freedom to still be able to kind of cook what you feel like on the night. It doesn't, like, lock you into to meal plans.
Sure.
But also is supposed to eradicate waste and all that kind of stuff. So I'll run through the 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
And you guys can let me know what your thoughts are on this method.
I'm ready.
Great.
So, 6, the thing you got to buy the most of, veggies.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
Go from you.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
Why does that sound terrible?
Too many veggies.
Right, okay, well.
Not a veggie man.
Crevo's already up. I'm selling to Ari now.
Okay, all right.
I'm still listening.
Just below veggies is, of course, fruits, your 5 fruits.
Yeah.
You then get yourself 4 proteins. So that's, you know, your meats or your tofus or whatever you want.
Like chicken and beef.
Chicken, beef, all that kind of stuff. 3 starches, so spuds, spaghetti, rice, etc.
Yeah.
Spaghetti, yeah.
2 spreads and 1 fun, quirky thing. That's where you get to get a treat for you,
Packet of M&M's.
Yeah, exactly. Packet of M&M's, something like that.
Okay.
So I guess he reckons this guy, obviously, Will Coleman, he reckons the key to this method is bulking up with your 6 veg. So this is his quote. I think you guys will love this. You may be surprised at how cheap veggies are compared to processed items.
Ha!
Simple things like onion and garlic, that's already 2 off your list.
Who's filling themselves up on onion and garlic? Well, that's flavour.
Ooh, fill up.
And this is such a, like, he continues with his quote, right? You could throw in a few different fun items like salad mixes or any fun vegetables that sound good to you or are on sale. Fun vegetables.
Okay, so when you talk about salad mixes, everybody's been to Coles or Woolies. I'm going to get up on my soapbox. So they're like $6 to $8 per salad mix. That's a lot of money for a piece of lettuce and some tomato.
Yeah,
mixed leaves with a little bit of carrot.
Yes.
There you go, $10.50.
Yeah,
no dramas, Bosh.
I don't think that's helping cost of living.
Well, I guess I think the main purpose of it is that it's trying to stop waste, so you're not impulse buying when you're in the shops. But, like, for, I don't know, like, when I go to the shops, I go with a list anyway. I don't impulse buy. Mm. I just go there and I'm like, this, I know I need this for the week.
And also, if you impulse buy, that's the good stuff. Like, that's why you bought it. You went, that looks amazing. I'm having that.
I just think, yeah. I don't know, like, I feel this whole, like, you could do fun stuff like salad and that is the equivalent of, do you guys remember that viral video? That viral video where Jamie Oliver was making the chicken nuggets for those kids?
Oh, vaguely.
And then he's like, he's putting in all the like, gristle and all the, like, not good bits.
Yeah.
And he makes up the chicken nuggets and he's like, well, who would still eat this after seeing it all? And all the kids put their hands up. He's so dejected. Like, healthy food isn't fun, is it?
That's the basics
of
it.
Stop trying to make it fun. Tell us, like, oh, I know it's if you came out and was like, no, it's hard yakka, six veggies, but trust me, you'll be better off for it.
You go, this guy's more credible.
Yeah, exactly. Instead of being like, get yourself a fun salad mix. Grow up. Not for me, I don't think.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ads. And on the air now.
So, Tay, my turn yesterday to cook at the Hamilton residence.
Chateau, yeah.
No, Chateau, not true at all.
Hamilton Chateau.
I won't have those claims. Anyway, my turn to cook yesterday. So, you know, a lot of pressure still because I've only cooked a couple meals and still trying to, you know, kind of, I guess, impress Siobhan's family.
Yeah.
Of course, we're staying with my partner's auntie and uncle.
But, you know, practice makes perfect.
Practice
so the more
does
you
make perfect. Mm. Made last night, if I do say so myself. Pretty nice cottage pie.
Oh.
Smashed it.
This is one of your go-tos, isn't
it? One of my go-tos. I think it is the one that, I guess, won Siobhan's heart. Is the
really?
Like, yeah, got me over the line, I think.
Was
so,
she giving you, like, a little wink when she was eating it? Like, oh, you've done well here, Stephen. Wink.
You know what? I don't need those audible compliments. When people are like, you know, like scraping the sauce with their thumb off the plate and stuff like that.
Yeah, licking it. Yeah.
You know you've done an all right job. So I'm just looking around. I think, yeah.
Clean either, plates all round.
Either people are absolutely starving or it was not a bad meal. So fairly happy with me performance last night.
Remind me, is cottage pie, what's the topping?
So it's like beef mince kind of, but then you have like mash and cheese on top, like and it's like put baked in the oven. It's like nice. Yeah,
did you use actual mashed potato or just like the instant mash?
No, I made mash.
Did you?
Yeah. What do you mean?
So impressed.
Okay, well,
easily impressed.
Oh yes, yeah.
I was gonna say not a very hard dish to make.
No, I just
cooked potato, mashed potato.
You'd be surprised. A lot of people go for instant mash on top because it's just quicker.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. No.
That's why I was clean plates, you see.
Yeah.
I made the mash.
Okay,
I'm glad
Jamie
that
Oliver.
Is.
I'm heading across the globe right now, though, fellas. So it's been all over the news. If you haven't been watching the TV, I don't know where you would have seen this. So there's been two protesters. They've decided to hurl this kind of red/orangey-looking soup at Leonardo da Vinci's iconic painting, the Mona Lisa, at the Louvre Museum in Paris.
Oof, right, okay.
How do you get... Because I did see the footage, fair bit of soup.
Yeah.
How do you get that into the museum? Normally, they don't let you take food.
Well, do they not?
No, not normally. I mean, if you sort of...
How many times you've been to the Louvre?
Yeah.
Once.
Yeah, right.
I mean, if you have like halfway through a Snickers, they probably won't take it off you. But if you're carrying two buckets of soup, normally they'll be onto you.
I reckon, because I haven't seen what they actually brought it in with, it's probably one of those flask things, you know, like you keep, like your Yeti bottles. It's probably like got like the soup
drink.
In them. Yeah.
So hang on a second. Water. Where were you on the other night?
I wish I was in France.
You seem to know
here.
A lot about this.
Yeah. But luckily, because obviously it's one of the most priceless paintings in the world, so they've got like bulletproof glass covering the painting. So it's obviously unharmed, so it was just a stunt by the group called Food Counterattack. They claimed responsibility.
So
for
do
it.
You know what they were protesting? Because I did see footage. They had all these French words on their shirt, but I don't know what any of them mean or nothing.
Well, that's what the shirt meant. So these two women were wearing the shirt saying Food Counterattack, obviously in French. It is said that the incident, though, marked the start of a campaign of civil resistance on the social security of sustainable food. So just protesting
it's about
food.
Yeah, right. Well, if you're about sustainable food, what are you doing wasting food by throwing it on paintings?
I know.
It's misguided. Mm.
Did you guys see the footage of this all occurring, obviously? Yeah. I think one of my favourite bits was, one, they got so close. You always see the Louvre and it's all so packed and like no one there. But my favourite bit was, I don't know if you guys saw the security try to cover up like the fact that they'd vandalised the Mona Lisa.
No, I missed this.
They basically just had one of those, almost like a promotional, like, pop-up board, one of those pull-up boards. Anyway, there was just like probably five or six security guards who were just holding them in front. Nothing to see here. Move on. Holding up these blank boards. Yeah. Nuts, isn't it? It's just crazy situation. But yeah, they've got the glass there. So a bit of Windex. There you go. Ready for the next people to see.
5 minutes later, the problem's solved. Not too disruptive a process.
New FM. The Novos.
I am getting up on my soap a little bit.
What's upset you, Stephen? We're here for you. Basically, the Novos family's here for you.
Thank you. I do need my family in these tough times. So I was grabbing some bits and bobs on the way home from Merriweather Baths last week. So I went to that little Junction shopping centre.
Yeah.
So they got like Coles and like a chemist and stuff in there. Yeah, yeah.
All the Doughheads.
Well, it was tough to walk past Doughheads. I'll tell you that for free. It took all my, I guess, discipline. Anyway, I don't know if you guys have been there recently, but they're doing like work on the car park there. So one of their entrances is closed and it's like, it's a bit of a nightmare to get in and out. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to avoid that car park. And I went and parked in that little block near where Grilled and Subway and stuff is.
Just street parking.
Yeah. Oh, there's a little kind. It's a tiny little car park in there.
Right.
But anyway, probably only 10 bays or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I managed to get a spot in there. I thought, you know what? This will be easier than having to deal with the all the rubbish that's going on in that car park. So I parked up and I was walking across to the Junction Shopping Centre. And I went on that big intersection there between, I think it's Kendrick Street and Union Street. Massive kind of like pedestrian intersection there where it's always kind of been. Pedestrians get to go all at once.
Yeah,
so
every
traffic
direction.
Traffic all goes and then pedestrians all go. And you can jaywalk if you want, cut across diagonally. It's all legal. You can go basically anywhere you want during that time. But I've been robbed of, you know, I walked up to this intersection. I've been robbed of one of the few perks of foot travel over car travel, I suppose.
Okay.
Which is they've taken away the pedestrian light button.
So it just happens automatically?
So basically what they've got now is when you walk up to the pedestrian crossing, they've still got like where the normal button would be that you press about 50 million times to make sure that it's actually been pressed.
So you get the green walking man to turn
it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But instead of the button, they've replaced it with a sensor. So kind of like how, you know, in the bathrooms, they've got like touchless taps and stuff like that. You wave your hand under it and water comes out.
Yeah.
Similar kind of deal. You wave your hand over where like the button would have been.
Right.
And then there's a light that lights up on the pole.
Oh, that's the future, Stephen.
Which indicates that it's been triggered or it's been pressed, I guess, the modern version of being pressed.
Yeah.
And you've got to wait your turn and walk across.
Yeah, that's the future is here, Stephen.
You know, no, I don't like it.
I guess like the fact that they're trialling it in the Junction though is interesting because, it's a hot spot, but it's not as popular as, you know, King Street or something like that.
Yeah, they're testing it out because that'll be the future.
I don't know. It just doesn't sit right with me. Do you guys not think it's like, I don't know, I feel like that's the only fun bit about going for a walk is that you get to press the button a million times. Don't rob me of that, you know?
You're against progress by the sounds of it.
I'm not against progress. I'm against, like, them taking out the fun in life, you know? I feel like life can be mundane and boring sometimes. You get your kicks where you can. And for me, the kicks come from pressing that little button.
You know what it'd be all about, though? It's so that all those little buttons that everyone kind of smashes like a billion times like you do, Stephen, it's to stop them from breaking and actually getting stuck. Safety. It's all about safety.
I'm creating jobs. They employ people to fix those buttons and I'm helping the economy by pressing them.
The button pushers union is going to be up in arms about this because they're being done out of a job.
I'm leading the charge.
You've got to join up, Stephen.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
This might be weird, but at this moment in time, I have a craving today for fish and chips.
Do you really?
Yeah. Do you guys have a recommendation of a good one around town? I don't want to go out the bay and stuff. That's too far.
No, 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 no. That is too far.
I just want like a local chippy.
I don't think so. I don't think fish and chips has ever been my go-to meal.
Oh, you're kidding.
I don't think so ever.
Well, I feel like I have to go to local, hyper-local Ari.
Yeah, you're going to have to. Oh, look, there might be a bit of a drive for you because you are in Mayfield, not in Lake Mac. So, West Walls End, right? So, about 5 minutes away from my house.
The furthest possible from the beach, yeah.
I know. Bluebells.
Bluebells.
Bluebells takeaway fish and chips are amazing, and their gravy, oh, so good.
You can't see this on radio, but Ari's just rolled her eyes into the back of her head. Yeah. So, all right, so Bluebells. I'm going to give it a go.
Whatever fish you get, you should swing by and get chips from Cappadocia, but...
That is true.
Treat yourself, because they are the best chips in everyone can agree.
Well, I think you're right on that.
Yeah.
But the good chips there as well.
Very good chips. Okay, like good cooked to perfection. They're crispy and they're just
It's ruling.
You know, everybody needs chicken salt on their chips, so yeah.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Okay. A mate of mine basically chucked a video up on his Facebook story, and it was captioned, "Anyone know a good divorce lawyer?"
This sounds serious.
Well, I thought. I went, here we go. Here's trouble. Yeah. Basically, then the video shows his new wife. They've only been together for maybe 6 months or so. For 6 months or so.
And he already wants a divorce. I don't know.
Well, I guess you still, for years and years, you're still learning things about your partner. And you start to learn, you know, like people reveal their true selves when they're married. Their guard comes down. Uh-huh. They're no longer, you know, trying to woo people. So you get to see the real version of themselves.
Yeah, no getting out now. I've caught you.
Anyway, so his partner's in the kitchen and she's preparing some drinks for them. Obviously, it's hot, you know, stinking. We've had some absolute scorching days.
Yeah.
So they've got some cordial that they're having to try and beat the heat. But what he's shown in the video is that his partner is making the cordial water first, then the syrup mixture.
No, only psychopaths do that, sorry.
Well, that's what I think.
No, sorry, that is the right way. This guy should be kicking himself out of the house.
No, no. Well, this sent the group chat into an absolute frenzy. I mean, it sent us into a frenzy in the couple minutes we just talked about it now. But, yeah, I just think, unbelievable. Water first, then cordial. Are you kidding? That's anarchy.
No, the water first sets up the level of the drink. Because if you go cordial first, you can't then match the right amount of water. Because if you put too much cordial, you have to overflow it. By water first, you are safeguarding the ratio and therefore getting a perfect drink every time.
No, that is not true. Because it doesn't mix as well.
Well, that's right.
Just use a spoon.
No, I don't. I don't know. Like,
too much washing up.
On a similar vein, if you were to pour yourself, you know, on like a Friday afternoon.
Here we go.
If you were to pour yourself like a bourbon and Coke or something like that.
Yeah.
Are you going Coke first, then bourbon?
Yeah.
No, you are not.
That's a better way because, like I said, you can never get the ratio wrong that way.
Wouldn't it be better, though, to measure out the said cordial or bourbon if you put like that in it first? Otherwise, you're not... Well, I suppose if you put the water in or the Coke first, I don't know.
So it doesn't mix as well is the problem.
But like,
that's what a spoon's for.
No, think about it. Look, you don't need to have a spoon, okay? If you put the cordial in a glass, right, first, and then you pour the water in it, it automatically mixes for you. Problem solved.
What do you love doing dishes, do you, Graver?
It's not about that. It's like I said, you can put too much cordial in, then you're stuck. You cannot get that out of the glass.
No, but then you just have a quick mouthful and add some more water.
No.
You get more drink that way.
No. I grounds for divorce. Come on. That's out of control.
Well, it sent the group chat into an absolute frenzy. It made me furious just looking at the video. So I thought, let's let Newcastle, I guess, settle this debate for the newly married couple. 4967-4105 is that magic number. And, of course, like I said, for getting involved and helping us settle this debate, you can win yourself a voucher to some of the sim bays at Rip It Golf, which look phenomenal.
Yeah, that is good. Water first all the way. That's Team Crevo, and you guys are on the cordial first bandwagon.
It's got to be cordial first.
You don't have it right, Stephen. You think you're so smart, but actually you're wrong.
Well, I mean, I do have some friends who are having their first, I guess, married tiff, so we need Newcastle to help them out.
Should they divorce?
No, well, that's not the question to ask. 4967-4105, water first or cordial first? I will head to Maryland. Morning, Jen. How's things?
Hi, Good morning, Groovers. Happy Tuesday.
Yes. Oh, and to you as well. Now tell us, what are your thoughts on this debate?
So let me break it down to the simple people, okay?
Okay.
When you make a coffee, do you not put the shot of coffee in first for the flavour, yeah?
Correct.
Correct.
When you make an alcoholic drink, do you not put the shot of the alcohol in the glass?
Correct.
What's the difference? You've got to put the shot of cordial in there. Not only do you line the glass with cordial and roll it all around so it mixes and it's usually well with the water or soda water or mineral water, but you always put the flavour first. It's just basic rules, mate. Change it. Hate that for them.
Okay.
They're the ones on the side of the circle.
Mm.
You know what? Even I think I'm convinced by that. With the rolling around action, that sounds positively gourmet. The
culinary genius from Jen.
And you know what? For that, you're off to rip it golf to the Sim Bay. That's all yours. Congratulations.
Love that for me. Thank you, guys.
Love that for you as well.
105.3.
105.3.
UFM.
The Novos. Lowest to Lux.
And time for our brand new game.
Come on.
Lowest to Lux. Super, super simple. Also, we'll be giving away a back-to-school prize pack as well, boys. Very excited for this. It includes your pencils, your pens, your rulers, also your new FM water bottle, all that type of stuff.
Yeah,
it's all the
that.
Good gear, but you can only win, only local winners here on New FM.
Come on.
So, should we re-explain how the game works, guys? What do you reckon?
Just briefly?
It's
what it says on the tin, but basically lowest to Lux. So, you get three items. You have to rate them from the least expensive to the most expensive, or the lowest
super
to the Lux.
Yeah,
that's
if you
right.
get it, you win the prize. If you don't, you go home empty-handed.
Absolutely nothing.
That's right.
It's a bit harsh.
Well, that's a fact, though. That's the world we live in. Let's meet our contestant for this morning,
yeah,
shall we?
Yeah, we're to Aberglasson. Morning, Tracy. How's things?
Morning. How are you all?
We're feeling
brilliant.
Great.
Awesome.
You feeling good as well?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Oh, perfect.
That's what we love to hear. You got some little ones who are keen to get back to school this week?
They'll be fighting over the drink bottle.
Oh, no.
Classic kids, isn't it? Oh, no, I know. All right, well, I mean, you say they're going to be fighting over the drink bottle. You need to win this for them first, of course, Trace. Yeah. You understand how the game works?
I do.
Yeah,
all right.
You got it. Well, let's get into it then. Quizmaster Ari, take it away.
All right, here we go, Tracy. So the first one I'm going to give you is from Just Jeans, the original's high-rise wide ankle jean. So that's the first one. So just a pair of jeans.
Okay,
all right,
very nice.
The next one we have is a Samsung Galaxy tablet, 11-inch at 64 gigabytes.
Okay.
And the last one is a 1.5-kilo Hong Kong-style whole lobster meal from 8 at Trinity here in Lake Macquarie.
Ooh, interesting.
All right, so you've basically got the jeans. So they're the high-rise wide ankle jean from Just Jeans, just to re-go through them. Also the Samsung Galaxy tablet, and then, of course, the Hong Kong-style whole lobster from 8 at Trinity. So have you got those, Tracy?
Take it away.
Yes, I would go toss up between the jeans and the lobster. I will go jeans first, then lobster, then the Samsung tablet.
All right. Nice. Okay. Well, let's reveal these. So you've locked in jeans as the lowest.
Yes.
What's the price of that, Ari?
Okay. So they come in at $99.95. Those are the wide ankle jeans.
Well,
you need
the lobster to be more than $99.95, Trace.
Okay. Here we go. So 1.5 kilo Hong Kong style whole lobster from 8 at Trinity in Lake Macquarie is valued at $268.
Wow. You're still safe at this point.
One more to go. What have we got? The tablet.
It's going to come in very, very close, Tracy. So, the Galaxy tablet is valued at $379.
You got it! Well done!
Simple as that. Listen to that. You have started an argument between kids. Who is getting the drink bottle? But that's for you to sort out and not our problem. So enjoy that, Trace. Well done.
Thank Thank you. Thank you, guys.
No, you're very welcome. Representing Aberglasslyn so well.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
I mean, it's been well documented on the show in the past that I do have a love for the Jets.
Sure.
And I've been volunteering for the last couple of years trying to, I guess, help out the club. So I've been involved as a stretcher bearer, sitting on the side, being there, ready to help out any of the players if, heaven forbid, they need. But I've kind of had my role upgraded at the Jets. I've got a new description, a new job.
So that's an unpaid job, yeah?
Unpaid job at the moment, yeah. Right. But you do it for the love of the club, for the love of the sport, of course.
Dedication.
Well, that's it. We love our Jets, don't we?
We do.
We want to see them do well. So you try and do your bit wherever you can. Anyway, I've got a new role. I've kind of been, you know what, I'm hesitant to say it, but promoted a little bit.
Well,
I know. Talking like player manager, club manager.
Well, assistant coach.
You know what? I've seen a lot of the rumours on the forums and that online. I know that the ladies are looking for a new coach, and unfortunately, I'm not taking that role. You know, not quite yet. I've got to work my way up the chain.
Are you doing like modelling for the clothing or something like that?
Merchandise model.
Don't have to laugh that hard.
Seems rude.
Not that much of an outrageous suggestion, but no, that's not what I'm doing. What I am doing is on Saturday, I had a crack. Obviously, we were at home against Wellington Phoenix. Result didn't go our way, but I had a crack at ground announcing.
No,
so they chucked us the mic. Yeah, and I was, you know, let's go Jets fans and all that kind of gear. So I got to do like the halftime like crossbar challenge and like a little like interview with the players at the end. And,
wow.
Yeah, so it looks like, I don't know, like I'm kind of just like in there seeing, feeling it out, seeing what the go is. But I think they've got someone taking some annual leave come like the back end of the season. And they're going to need someone to be the new ground announcer.
Oh, Steven!
So I had kind of like a little trial shift.
How did it go?
Yeah, well, they said it went really well, so...
Wow, you've got this. Mm. I reckon you could be the next... This is a big thing, isn't it?
Well, hopefully, you know, I have got it. I don't think anything's confirmed yet, but if it comes my way, I'm certainly interested. And if anyone's listening from the club, I am certainly interested if you are looking.
I'll tell you what, though, that's a pretty big step up to what, like, doing your meat raffle announcing and stuff at your local pub, so that's pretty good.
This is excellent, and because they're on annual leave, maybe they'll never come back from it.
Oh, who knows?
You take the job.
Oh, you know, if I'm too good.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, like, you know, if I do a really good job back into the season, I might not have a job to come back to, you know?
It's good pay, yeah? Like a couple of 200K a year or something?
I don't think it's quite that much. I don't think it's quite that much money. I'm not really sure what the...
He's on a good weekend.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, this new tax reform from Albert hurts. It's for those high bracket income.
The Hamilton Chateau, Stephen...
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
And just a PSA, if you're on the road on your way to work, even though they might not be busy in those areas, there's not a lot of, like, foot traffic.
Yeah.
School zones are back. Kids are starting to make their way back to school this week.
The flashing lights. Be aware.
Be aware. You know, some of them don't start till Thursday or Friday, so you might drive past the school and nothing's happening. You still get stung, though. Make sure you drop, you know, drop down to that 40 in those school zones and just look after yourself and those around you, because they are back this week. Just a public service announcement for everyone in Newcastle.
Be alert, not alarmed.
Exactly.
How much money did you spend on the pet? Some people spend a lot of cash. This lady from China, she's just got this dog, and in her will, she's giving all of her fortune, valued at $4.3 million,
pardon?
To her cats and dogs, overlooking her three kids because apparently they never visit her.
Oh, no.
If that's not a life lesson to treat your parents like they're God's gift to this earth, I don't know what is.
Those kids would be blowing up, wouldn't they?
Absolutely fuming.
I reckon if I was those kids, I would have already spent it. you're thinking, I got an easier meal here. No worries.
Three kids, yeah.
You're thinking about how you're going to spend it. You're already dreaming of that holiday, that yacht, whatever it is. Oh, nightmare.
Sorry, it's gone to the dogs. Ridiculous.
So there's got to be more to this story, because obviously the dogs can't spend it. They have no concept of money. How's it work? How's it left in their possession?
In this type of situation, which I have seen in the past, it goes to somebody who's like in charge of looking after those pets.
Oh, that is, yeah, I'll look after that pet. Don't worry, I'll give them all
$4 million.
Best.
Dollars. Yeah. You can have an extra can of Pal. That'll be fine.
Yeah, but like if she's leaving all this money to these people for the pets, what if they don't do it? What if they just take the money for themselves and just run?
What are you doing?
That's the thing.
100K for you, 100K for me. 100K for you, 100K for me.
That's it.
Well, anyway, I digress. Sometimes pets are spoiled, or sometimes they cost a lot due to like health issues, operations, that sort of thing.
Which is sad.
Well, I think that pets around Newcastle and the Hunter are the most spoiled in all of the country.
Do you reckon?
I've never been somewhere where people take so much pride in their pets like they do here. Like, they just, honestly, I mean, it's such a cliche, your pets are part of the family, but it feels like they are here. I see them, over the festive season, taking photos with Santa and stuff at the mall.
Yeah, like,
come on, and give it a
very
break.
Very spoiled. Growing up, we had this beagle-type dog, and it was always looking for food. Anytime, it was always on the hunt, And we had this party, and somebody had thrown into the bin after, when you get a smaller ham and it's got like a net around it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd thrown that into the bin. It ate the net and it got tangled in its stomach.
Oh!
It was like $1,200 just to get the ham net out.
Wow.
Someone's careless, like throwing away the ham net. $1,200 just to fish the ham net out.
Also, the dog shouldn't have been in the bin. How'd it get into the bin?
Because it's a beagle. They get into anything. They're mischievous little animals. So, 4967-4105. How much did you spend on the pet? Maybe it was for some extravagant, something, or maybe it was like a medical thing, which is so expensive.
And to compensate you for money spent, getting involved in the show, we can send you and the family off to the next Jets home game, which is happening Saturday, McDonald Jones.
That's right. It's a family pass, the Jets versus Melbourne victory. That's going to be a great game. You can attest, right, Steve?
Yeah, all the stars going to be out. Yeah, I'm very much excited for that game.
All right. If you want to go for free, all you got to do is call up 4967-4105. Let's go to Elmore Vale first. Helen, how much did you spend?
Oh, we spent about $5,000 on a stray cat that turned up at our house and was obviously neglected. So we were looking after him, took him to the vet. He had all sorts of intestinal problems and had broken leg that we had to have fixed. And, yeah, he cost us about $5,000 and he was just settling in and he got outside and got run over.
No.
Oh,
way.
My God.
What an emotional roller coaster that was.
Oh, my days. That's heartbreaking, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, the financial investment's one thing, but the emotional investment you put in to, try and get this cat back to a healthy state. Oh, God, that's heartbreaking.
That certainly is.
Yeah, all right. Now let's go to Maitland. Amanda, what have you got for us?
So just on one operation alone for my little dog, well, my big dog, it was just under $10,000.
Wow.
I felt that in my bones.
Do you mind kind of like letting us know what this operation was?
So the silly bugger was he was only a few weeks old. And you know those balls that you get with the stick and you throw the... Yep,
oh, yeah, the chuckets.
He ate the stick.
Oh
my God!
Well, you're not meant to eat that.
No.
Lesson learned. An expensive lesson learned.
Silly bugger is a great description.
I agree. All right, let's go to East Maitland next. Morning, Karen. Tell us about when you forked out for the pet.
Okay, so anybody who wants to burn cash fast just needs to get the stuff a Labrador. Simple as that. I had a Labrador almost 20 years ago. It cost me $4,500 in treatment alone. She was in ICU, she had pancreatitis, and she just wasn't coming good. And then the first night they left her on her own in the clinic, she came good. So she broke out of the ICU unit.
Wow.
Enclosure. Chewed through her IV,
showed a cat food display. She chewed through the electrical cord of two dryers in the laundry of the veterinary clinic. She ate the vet's lunchbox because there was an apple in it. They didn't charge me for the damage, but she was banned for life.
Oh my god, from the vet.
That's unbelievable.
I love the whole full prison breaking it out of there literally. As well.
Unconditional love, isn't it? Like, I will just do anything for you. I guess the moral is get that pet insurance. Like, the bills can pile up.
Outright. Banned for life.
Harvey Norman, your back to school and uni computer experts in Newcastle and the Hunter. Win a laptop a day. With 105.3 New FM.
Oh, this is so good, guys. These laptops we're giving away. Everyone wants one going into the new school year. Imagine that. You've got a brand new laptop going into class.
That's pretty spiffy.
Well, like, that's it. All the work you'll be able to do.
Yeah.
Week, nudge, nudge. The games in the back of the class, maybe.
Don't promote it, Stephen.
He's a naughty, naughty boy.
That's what I would have been doing at school, honey.
Yeah, that's it. But, you can be doing all the study, as Stephen is alluding to, on a brand new HP 14-inch Celeron laptop. These are awesome. You're going to be the talk of the school because you've won it from New FM as well. Only local winners, too. Let's meet somebody who has registered, and you can register as well, newfm.com.au. Let's meet them now, shall we?
Yeah, let's head to Lambton. Morning, Tian. Tell us, why does Isabella need a new laptop?
Morning. Bella would just love a new laptop. Her current one, the battery dies during the day and doesn't last the whole day, and she's about to start year 11, so a new one would be great.
Yeah, fantastic.
Right.
Yeah, while she's in the midst of her studies.
For the important years as well. And there's nothing worse than having to carry the charger around everywhere. I need a new laptop as well, actually. This one's falling apart. I wish I could be in the draw. Unfortunately, I'm not. But if you want to win, make sure you stick by the phones, Young, because, of course, you are in this kind of like little short list. So Joel is giving it away after 5 o'clock for your 100% live and local drive home.
So good luck, Tian.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
See, as simple as that. And if you want to be in the draw as well, newfm.com.au, just share a few details on why your child deserves to win this amazing prize. Simple as that. This is put up online as an emergency announcement. Now, I put the inverted commas around that because I don't believe this is an emergency at all.
Okay.
But what they're saying is somebody has for sale in like a local Facebook group. It's a Newcastle, Lake Macquarie, find, buy, sell and swap.
Yes.
You know these type of Facebook groups? People usually selling four tyres for their, Toyota Hilux or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And everyone comments, oh, that's too expensive and that sort of thing.
You've got to sift through a lot of rubbish to get in.
A lot of rubbish. Yeah. Anyway, somebody has for sale on there a Raja's Corner gift voucher for the value of $300.
Wow.
They didn't actually make those. It's a scam.
No, they definitely have gift vouchers at Raja's Corner. I was there less than a week ago getting a little, tasty Raja's treat.
I saw them at the register.
It is a lot of curry. Now, this has spurred a discussion on Newcastle Reddit.
How much are they selling it for, first
of all? So they've got it up for sale for $225, so $75 off.
That is a good deal, isn't it?
I mean,
that is tempting.
It's what, 20% off or something?
Yeah.
20% off Raja's for, you've got 6 months to use it or something is a good deal.
That is a good deal.
Well, I guess that is pretty fair over the course of that time. So, you could definitely do that much curry and naan.
Yeah, exactly. Now, this, like I said, got put on Reddit and suddenly there's a bit of a conversation going on. So, a Reddit account called Raja's_Corner, which we're not sure, we've no way of verifying if that's real because it's not like a blue tick situation, has said, hi, please contact Raja's Corner. I don't remember making a $300 voucher. Could you please come in store to show us?
Oh, okay.
So this is the suggestion of a scam, as you were saying, or,
fraudulent activity.
They're concerned about it. We then had another account which has been called Clock Tower Cafe, which is, of course, the one just basically across the road, who said, listen, you two, let's just keep the peace and love for this happy community. To which point, another account called the_Kent_hotel
here we go.
Has said, just woke. And then has said, BS, you think you're so much better than everyone else on the street with your orderly lines and tasty dishes. Oh. But you know what? We have beer. So suddenly, it seems like a Beaumont Street beef is, yes. You know.
Gloves are off.
Up and running, you know. And then there's a lot of chat around, you know, the plot thickens around whether this is a real voucher, what's going on. At this point in time, there's no, like, resolution as to whether it was real or fake voucher. But the discussion keeps continuing. So a lot of people saying it might be a scam. There's conjecture about whether the dates match up, because usually gift vouchers have to run for a year. This one's only got 6 months on it.
Right, okay.
So I guess my top tips here are be alert that fake Raj's Corner gift vouchers may be sold online.
May or may not be circulated.
He's in circulation at the moment. And also be alert, if you're in the area, there may be beef between certain businesses on Beaumont Street at the moment.
Unbelievable. Comic genius. Regardless of if they're real accounts or if they're fake accounts, that's so clever.
My hat's off to them for sure.
New FM.
The Novos. The Novos.
And guys, as the holidays wrap up, many kids, I guess parents as well, we'll be looking forward to school getting back into the swing of things.
Absolutely.
Because you've had the fun in the first couple of weeks of holidays, but towards that end, you kind of like, you want to see your mates again. You kind of want to get a bit of a routine. There's only so many times you can sleep into 1 p.m., you know?
And then you want, a bit, as you said, a bit of routine back in your life.
A bit of structure. So I guess I, like many others around Newcastle and Hunter, got dragged into making TikToks with younger cousins and relatives who were bored during the school holidays. Mm. So I reckon, you know, I was showing you guys earlier my dance moves and stuff. I'm cut out for TikTok, but let's be real. I probably don't get it like the kids.
Nah.
So I'm sure students are keen to make TikToks with, I guess, a competent partner, their fellow students.
Yeah.
People the same age, Stephen.
Some students in the States, though, have come back to a rude shock because their TikTok arena has been stripped from them. Mirrors have been removed from all bathrooms in certain schools in the States.
Hang on a second.
Making too many TikToks.
They're making too many TikToks is
the
claim.
In the bathroom?
In the bathroom,
why
yeah.
What did you do that for?
I don't know. You want the mirror, you want to be able to see what you're doing.
Yeah, I guess. Okay. I don't know. Yeah, lots of TikToks are made in front of a mirror, I suppose. Anyway, this is a quote from a principal of one of these schools. Students were going to the bathroom for long periods of time and making TikTok videos. But now that the schools have removed mirrors, there are not as many visits to the bathroom, they're not staying as long, and the students are held accountable. And when there's accountability, you see a great difference.
Now, this is interesting because in our new FM studios here at the Sandgate Bunker, in the men's toilet, the mirrors are not there. There's no mirror.
No mirrors. I've never made a TikTok in that bathroom.
Neither have I.
There you go. That's 100% strike rate from this small sample size so far.
That's just science right there.
I think there's got to be another solution, though. Like, I think schools can be a cruel place at the best of times.
Yes.
Let alone without a mirror to be able to fix, like, the
your
you know,
hair in your uniform.
Yeah, or, you know, maybe you're wearing your food a little bit. You want to be able to fix that, you
yeah,
know?
Exactly.
Like, it's a cruel place. You need to be able to see that sort of stuff.
You're trying to play soccer or something and then, quick, have a sausage roll for lunch and then it's like you've got the crumbs
sauce all on. Yeah.
You wouldn't know.
I don't know. I don't know what the solution is. I'm glad I'm not the one who has to come up with said solution.
Mm. No mirror situation.
But I reckon no mirrors is a cruel, cruel way for the kids to come back to school.
Do you reckon it's also just in the boys' bathrooms or the girls'? Because I don't think you can get away with it if you take mirrors out of a girl's bathroom.
No, it's in both.
All mirrors.
All mirrors. Yeah.
No.
I reckon the girls are worse making the TikToks.
Oh, yeah, because they're the ones doing all the dances.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, they've nicked all the mirrors from everyone.
There you go. Oh. Big mirror manufacturers will be very mad about this situation.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
So I, like many Novocastrians, are normally a Colesworth shopper.
Sure.
So I normally get the bulk of my groceries at either Coles or Woolies.
Yep.
And so, like, you guys see, when I come to work normally, I bring a few bits and bobs for breakfast, like normally a couple of muesli bars and some fruit.
It's basically got a full snack cupboard in here.
Yeah, pantry.
Well, normally, though, I go for the pretty, like, basic fruits, you know, like apples or bananas, stuff like that. Anyway, Siobhan's auntie, of course, I'm living there at the moment, on the weekend, went fruit and veg shopping, Harris Farm.
It's very nice there, isn't it?
Oh, my days. So we've got the flashy fruit at the moment. I don't know if you guys noticed. I came in with an apricot today.
Yes.
We've got nectarines, plums. Wow. There's some passion fruits lying about.
Living is good at the Hamilton Chateau.
The flashy fruit is in, in season. And, God, I'm taking full advantage. So,
as you would. God.
I mean, yeah, enjoyed my apricot this morning. I think there's more exciting fruits to come.
Oh, I mean, groundbreaking stuff. And why would you listen to anything else, right?
Okay, nowadays, everyone. They have a cooked dating app story, right? Generally, if you're in the dating sphere, I know you two boys aren't. Yeah. But...
Well, Crevo's so lucky because he never had to be involved in an online dating situation. Yeah. I did it for a bit. Yeah. So, like, I do have some pretty nasty stories from my time online.
Yeah, so everyone who's putting themselves out there, usually they'll use a dating app. Well, you know, you've been stood up. Some people have been ghosted. You've even been love-bombed, okay? All of these terms. Charlie's Angels star and 51st Dates actress Drew Barrymore is not immune to these experiences, apparently.
Right, okay.
Drew Barrymore, you'd think she'd be... Because she's quite famous.
She's A-list, isn't she?
Yeah.
Best friends with Adam Sandler, you know.
You'd think you'd be, first of all, at various, like, parties where you could meet other A-listers. Mm-hmm. Secondly, you think if you want to do the apps, you'd be on that celebrity dating app.
Yeah, they've got their own one, don't they? Yeah. You got to pay for it and all that sort
Us
of stuff.
Us regular plebs not allowed on. Yeah. Right?
Well,
you might
story...
be allowed. You're verified, aren't you?
Well, yeah, you got the blue tick. Anyway, so this dating app, she doesn't generalise which one it is, of course. Like, she doesn't want to out any of the apps.
Yeah.
But during a recent episode of her talk show, she does open up about how she was catfished by a man on one of the many apps, which is very interesting. She did reveal that the person said that he was a quarterback for the Los Angeles Rams. So
right.
An NFL player. Big name player. To eventually find out that he was lying and was actually a musician. He thought he was just being cute, you know.
You're someone else.
Telling fibs, yeah. Not a great way to start a relationship off.
That's right. And if you're claiming to be like this big star, this big athlete, things like that, of course you get all giddy and excited and things like that.
Well, with Taylor Swift, you know, dating Travis
Kelce,
it's the trend at the moment to date these NFL players.
I reckon that's the summer fad of 2024, you reckon?
Exactly. Yeah. So she would have gone, oh, hello, I can get involved here.
Yep.
Only to realise it's some, you know, hippie with a jangly guitar. So it's not going to cut the mustard, is it?
Oh, it's fantastic, though. Like, I think she just kind of laughed it off. You know, what else are you going to do? You can't. It's not like she would have lost anything.
Yeah. But even celebrities are not immune to catfish.
So she's opened up about this.
Mm.
Obviously, we're not certain on all the details.
No.
Has she said, though, if the person was using fake photos?
She doesn't really say.
Well, that is the catfish MO, isn't it? You scrape photos from the internet somewhere and then you put them and pretend to be that person.
If you're picking someone like the Rams quarterback, there'd be a fair few photos knocking about of that person, wouldn't there? They're on TV for a living, basically.
Yeah, you've got to be really careful. You don't know who's saying what and who they're claiming to be. I mean, there's a whole TV show around it on MTV, so
you got to be suspicious, though, of every photo they're in the, uniform. Even on a dating app, and even though you might want to show that you're in the Rams.
Rip them off the Instagram or something, though,
around with the guys or something.
And this is pure speculation, but I feel like, from what I know of Drew Barrymore, she seems like quite a naive person, like a trusting person, I guess is the more nice way to say that.
Yeah.
I reckon she'd be so trusting of everything and everyone around her.
Yeah.
Maybe this will be like a bit of
a wake-up
call to be like, well, you know what? The internet can be a bit of, you know, the Wild West sometimes. You've got to be careful.
What's her age?
Oh, I don't know. I think 50? She's like 50 or 48, 50.
Bit of a cougar situation as well, I'm thinking, because not many 50-year-old NFL players, are there?
That's true. There's none at all, I don't think.
Be alert, not alarmed.
New FM. The Novos. The
Novos. And don't forget to register, newfm.com.au, because on there you can win one of these laptops we're giving away. These are awesome. HP 14-inch Celeron laptops. Every single day we're giving one away to a local. Winners.
Yeah, only this week as well, though. So don't dilly-dally.
No.
Run. Get yourself registered now because, I mean, second one goes today with Joel, and there's only three more to go.
If you're either dillying or dallying, stop it.
You're not allowed.
Exactly. Harvey Norman, you're back to school and you mini computer experts in Newcastle and the Hunter.
Also, don't forget we're doing the back to school packs as well. You can get your hands on some new pens, rulers, new FM drink bottles. It's all the works.
These kids are going to be pimped out going back to school this week, aren't they?
I know. So make sure you're listening to New FM. We'll be giving those away throughout the morning and things like that.
All the gear, hopefully some idea. Please. Speaking of which, today might be, I say might be because it might be for the last couple of weeks, my return to pre-season for the mighty Cardiff Hawks.
A lot of talk around town on the forums, that sort of thing around
When's Stephen coming back? When's he going to make a return? I've heard it all. Don't worry. I can't go to the shops without hearing all this sort of stuff.
Yeah, well, and yeah, like I said, the internet and the forums are all alight with the chat. Where would you put percentage-wise on the return today?
I'd say we're hovering in the high 70s.
That's better than last week.
Now, this is partially dependent as well on the purchase of new footwear. Is that right?
Nah. I keep taping my boots up, so they'll survive for a bit. Yeah. They'll survive for a bit.
One more season.
Yeah. Not one more season. Maybe one more session.
Okay.
I'll hopefully make a return for the mighty Cardiff Hawks today.
Well, good luck with that and to the Hawks as well if Stephen returns. Have a great day, everyone, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
We'll see you then.
Bye.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.